the last time I let you drive me to the debate finals.
Well, it wasn't my fault we got a client. It was whoever left that bottle cap in the road. It's no biggie. We'll just call a tow truck and we'll be home in a jiff and a half.
Somewhere else, these guys look rough.
Oh, nonsense. Why, these are just hale and hearty men, unwinding after a day of sweating on the docks and singing sea ditties. Oh, I love the missing tooth look. Oh, nice tattoo. But I don't believe there's a kitty in Scorpion. Excuse me, kind sir, but I like to use the phone to make an urgent call.
No!
Well, thanks for thinking that over. Let's go, Steve.
But I promise you, sir, my call shall not exceed 2 minutes. Surely you don't have a problem with that. I am assuming that was an accident.
Yeah, it was. Let me apologize by buying you a drink.
Oh, well, thank you. A Pellegrino would be nice.
I was thinking more like a beer.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every seam.
I suppose in this establishment that cash is for humor. Well, I'm going to the men's room to wring out my boxers, and when I return, I expect an apology.
Where do you think you're going?
What's it to you? Are you the hall monitor?
Steve, you're just making it worse.
Yeah, and if I was you, I'd listen to the little bimbo.
Bimbo?
Bimbo? Nobody insults this lady and gets away with it. Apologize immediately.
Get lost.
Ow, that does it. You've gone way too far. He's gonna feel that in the morning. What are you, too stupid to know you're hurt?
I feel like a little game of Pass the Nerd.
Me too.
Yeah, me three.
Yeah. Help me out.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, son.
Hey. Wait a minute. What you doing?
I just came to get my lucky jacket. I met this fine girl named Charmaine at the college bookstore. She's waiting in the car for me.
But, Edward,
Can't talk now, Dad. The motor's running. And I'm talking about Charmaine's motor. Not the car.
But, son, we were supposed to go bowling tonight.
Oh, I know, Dad. I was gonna call you, but when Charmaine said, "Well, hello there, sexy," my mind went blank. Thanks for understanding, Dad. You're the greatest. Next time, right?
See ya.
Yeah, sure.
Waldo, why were you in my kitchen?
Because that's where the food is. Have you seen Eddie?
You just missed him. He just left with some girl named Charmaine.
Oh, man, we were supposed to go shoot pool. This kills my whole day.
Night.
Boy, where's the time go?
Take a deep breath.
What is that gonna do? Oh, I'm sorry, Applejacks. It's just that it's... Oh. Oh, it's just that I've never been more humiliated in my life.
But guys have beat you up before. Girls have beat you up before.
But no one's ever insulted you before. Like that Bohunk Jack just sullied your name, and I couldn't defend you.
But you tried.
For about a second. Wait a minute. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. I just thought of a way to make that big hairy ape Jack apologize to you.
Boy, you must have fallen on your head pretty hard.
Nay, I got a secret weapon. My transformation chamber.
You gonna turn into Stefan?
No. Stefan's a lover, not a fighter. Well, I'm gonna dip into my celebrity hair collection.
Your what?
My celebrity hair collection. Well, I got hair of all the greats. Churchill, Gandhi, Mel Torme. I'm gonna get the DNA code of someone macho, then mix a gene-altering emotion, and become a lean, mean, fighting machine.
Steve, you don't have to do this.
Oh, yes, I do. Like they owe you an apology, and believe you me, you're gonna get it when I saunter back in there as Bruce Lee. What?
Thank you. Stalkhead Bach.
I'm all ready for the game, Mr. Winslow. I'm wearing 3 pairs of underwear.
Waldo, it's inside.
Of course it's inside. If I wore them on the outside, that would be stupid.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, I'm going to my first Bulls game with your pop.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I'll go too. Just give me a second to throw these in the machine.
Oh, Edward, I only have 1 extra ticket.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Sorry, Waldo.
No, I asked Waldo days ago.
You and I always go together.
Hey, it's okay, Eddie. You can have my ticket.
No, Waldo, you're going. Edward, I left 3 messages for you and you never called me back. I assumed you were too busy.
But, Dad, you and I always go to the Bulls games together.
But, son, you can't expect me to drop Waldo just because you drifted in. Now, come on, you and I go next time, now. Come on.
Yeah, right. Next time.
Don't worry, Eddie. I'll try and have a terrible time.
That won't get the stains out.
Yeah, you gotta use bleach.
I don't believe what just happened. Dad took Waldo to the Bulls game.
Oh, honey, I hope they don't cheer too hard. I've got 50 bucks on the Knicks.
Oh, Grandma, Dad took Waldo instead of me. Can you believe that?
Yes. Eddie, your father left 3 messages for you and you never called him back.
It's not fair.
Fair? Was it fair that you stood your father up for bowling? And what about the car show last Saturday? Your father waited at the box office for an hour.
Oh, no. I forgot all about the car show.
Eddie, Carl was just about your age when he lost his dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Carl and his father planned on doing a lot of things together, but they never got the chance. You never know how much time you'll have together. So you have to make every minute count. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Love you.
I love you too, Grandma.
Steve, I told you, you don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. These guys insulted you. If they apologize, there will be no fighting.
And if they don't apologize?
It won't be pretty.
Hey, look who's back.
Well, well, if it ain't the nerd and his bodyguards.
You are the one who called my friend a bimbo. That is a disgusting and derogatory name. I have come for an apology.
A what?
Apology is like when you say you're sorry or something.
I know what it means.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, I'm sorry. She's not a bimbo. She's a tramp.
Hey, let's leave your mama out of this.
Hey, I like them feisty. She can stay, but you get lost.
Big mistake, Goldilocks. are getting swole in your old age.
With Wah Winsworth.
Hi, Dad.
Oh. Hey, son. You still here?
I had to wash a couple of my shirts a second time. Lipstick stains. Dad, how was the game?
Oh, you know, just average. Nothing exciting.
What was the score?
Oh, it was the Bulls 121, the Knicks 120 overtime.
You got a basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Scottie Pippen handed it to me after the winning shot.
Dad.
Yeah?
I wish I could have gone with you.
Well, I wish you could have gone too, son.
Yeah, but I really screwed up this time.
You did? You mean you are actually admitting that you screwed up?
Yeah. And I also screwed up when I didn't make it for bowling. Typical me. Some fine babe came along and you got bumped to second place.
Well, that's okay, son.
No, it's not, Dad. You're my father, and I can't think of one time in my life where you ever bumped me to second place. I've really been thinking about it, Dad. I'm gonna stop taking you for granted.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
Hey, what do you say next Saturday we go fishing?
Hey, I'm there.
Oh, great.